Who licked your face?
I don't know!
I walked past the table, and the bitch had her phone.
Right.
Like this.
I gotta get my popcorn.
Okay, cheeky. I need somebody's cheek. She was like this, and then she went to smile, and she was like... And I walked by, and what I go, my grandma's not seeing somebody licking her face.
Who licked her face? Where were you that she licked her face?
We were at a party.
Where was I?
I have no idea, but apparently we were getting licked.
We were at a party.
We will introduce
the
party.
We were at a party, and there we go. And that was a girl that was very...
Can we say hello to the people that we're just talking about?
The party?
Hi, hold on. Hi. Welcome back to This Is It.
We're back.
Why'd you lick my grandmother's face?
That's the episode. Why did you lick my face?
Why did you lick Foxy?
I didn't have a drink.
Yes, so how come I don't remember that?
Grandma, you were at the corner of the table. She was literally on your lap.
Where were we? Start at the beginning.
We were at a party.
We went to
and
a this family
was,
party over
and
the
And she was not part of our family. She was a extra, let's call it that.
She was a prop.
And she had a few drinks, like most people, do at parties.
Or she might not have. That just might have been her bizarre personality.
She just licked people?
Well, no, she did.
You know how, like, sometimes you take a selfie with your friends, and they're, like, crazy, and they're, like, sticking out their tongues and doing weird shit? She was taking a selfie with my grandmother, like, near her lap, and she was like this, and she was like this, and all of a sudden she went... And I'm walking past trying to get food, and I'm like, this bitch is licking my grandmother.
Don't lick Foxy.
And I'm like, and why isn't my grandmother saying something?
Yeah, you of all people.
Because I wasn't licked.
Well, her tongue was about a centimeter away from her cheek.
Well, I didn't feel nothing, so unless I would have smacked her.
Well, she was... Oh,
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Santino.
Oh, okay, I have to tell you. My nephew Santino is the funniest kid alive. Funniest kid. And
he went around smacking
people. I wasn't at this party. I was working, so I'm finding all of this out now. And I'm obsessed with him because he's the cutest effing thing ever. And my son Ronan was on his iPad, and I guess he wasn't paying attention to Santino, and Santino wanted attention, which I get. So he was going like this to his cheek. And I go, Santino, what are you doing? He goes, I'm smacking him. And I'm like, good, you smack him. And he was walking around, and then his mother was like, Santino, you can't smack people. He goes, why not? I'm smacking them.
Yeah, well,
you can smack them all you want. Santino's the best thing ever.
Where do you think he got that from? His mother and father.
Smack them away.
But this party was,
kid's first words are gonna be bitch or fuck, one of them. No.
It was a nice party.
That was you up. We were doing it.
We had a great time at the party, but I just still don't understand the licking.
The licking.
I didn't see that.
Grandma doesn't.
Apparently, the bitch took a picture.
She took the picture.
She has a selfie of her licking you.
Can somebody find this picture?
Oh, I'll find it.
Can we find
it?
She's got pictures of everyone. She was taking pictures.
And she kept trying to take pictures of Bellamy. And she was
Bellamy don't like people.
And Bellamy doesn't like people. And she was screaming. And she was like, I don't understand why she doesn't like me because she don't like you.
Yeah, no, I know you're laughing. Wichelina, because she's
Well, I told her she don't like blondes and she doesn't like women.
No,
so
she sent her husband over.
So she sent her husband over to take the picture. No, she just any better.
She knows she's an empath and she senses the energy. And when she doesn't like your energy, she don't like it. And that's
well, she had some energy.
Oh, she knows she don't like it. So
she had some licking
and
energy.
And this one is trying to lick it. She's licking something. Briella's licking.
My doctor said that when she was in my belly in every sonogram, her hands were in her mouth, and everything was with her mouth. She goes, oh, she's very oral. I go, ew, do not say that ever again.
No, it means you're going to speak your motherfucking mind. That's what I'm going to teach you to.
Good for you, baby girl.
Anyway.
So, Ma, I can't wait to see the picture of you giving me
the
eye disorder.
I want to see it.
Oh, I'm finding the picture now.
Okay, you find it, honey.
Did you go over to take the picture with her? She came over to you.
She was sitting on her lap, literally at the table.
I would never go over to anybody.
She doesn't even know who it is.
Wait, she was sitting on your lap?
She was so close to her, she could have been on her lap.
Grandma's. She's exaggerating. Nobody was.
God, I'm gonna find this other picture, and you know what? Literally, she was like this.
Oh my God! You can't.
I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch doing?
You were all the way in your bed.
Grandma, I was walking by you to get food.
If I find the picture, I'm gonna insert it at the bottom.
You're gonna, because you edit now?
Yeah, I edit.
Yeah, now she edits. She's gonna insert it at the bottom. Anywho. She doesn't know what a podcast is, and she's gonna edit. Listen, I don't mind you lick my grandmother, but you better pay to lick my grandmother.
Yes.
Oh, that's. If anybody wants to lick Foxy, we'll start up. You can't do those OnlyFans. No one's paying for your ass.
Yes, they will. They'll pay for Foxy's ass.
How much do you want to charge to get licked?
We're gonna
Trust me, we're gonna put it out there.
How much you want to be all over my face?
We're gonna put it out there.
We'll give them. Wait, if they want a slobber, we'll add an extra fee on top of it.
Well, it depends on what body part they want to lick.
Oh no.
Oh wait, what?
I was going with like an arm.
This went to a whole different level. Ma'am, the finger. Yeah, my finger.
Anyway,
so anybody want to lick Foxy? Let us know.
Tell me you found her passing.
Nobody better be licking me because you're going to get fucking...
Let us know who wants to lick Foxy. We'll
I mean, I have a few people that I'd like to lick or that could lick me, but most people I don't want to lick.
You're all crazy.
And you're normal.
You made us.
You started this.
Did you know that my grandmother carried us?
What?
What? And I say weird shit. Well, your daughter is my daughter from a past life.
Listen.
With Matt.
Listen,
not your Matt.
Carried you? Where? Oh,
well, that just got really weird.
Exactly. No, listen. So when you birth a daughter, so like I birthed Briella. Yeah,
birthed your mother.
You birthed my mom.
I birthed
You're born
them.
With all of your eggs. So she was born with us. So you carried me and Lexi.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when I birthed them,
she's staring at me like
so. They have all their eggs, so I carried my grandchildren.
Right, so my daughters, I birthed them, but I carried...
She carried the girls.
The girls, yes.
And you carried us.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Because they were eggs.
Okay, already. So then you carried my brother, too, so...
Brother?
Yeah.
There is a brother.
But there's miscarriage before me, because we got a brother.
Yeah, there is a brother.
Yeah, well, what's the deal with him? Yeah.
I don't know.
Because he's talking to me, too.
I never met him, he's gone.
I know, but what's...
He did!
When?
Clearly! When?
Is he in this candle view? Hello?
Yes, 12
weeks.
Yes.
12 weeks, 13 weeks I miscarried before you.
Hi, honey.
What month? Boy.
Bellamy is bringing me her shoes. She doesn't like scuffs.
She's like, no. I'm trying to find out about your uncle and your grandfather.
They're both dead.
And guys, not that we like are making light of dead situations, but this is how we deal with it.
Or miscarriages.
Exactly.
We're no. Not.
But this is... Not. Dark humor, welcome. This is what it is. Like it's,
because we're
then we said.
Oh, because I just said this is what it is. No,
because
no shoes on the table.
No shoes on the table.
Don't scare
me. Miscarriages.
She's not scared. She yells at me all day.
She's fine.
Miscarriages are not a joke. We're not making fun of that at all. It's very serious.
At this point,
you have
but my mom has a son that watches over her, so it's nice. Yes.
So
anytime I've gone to like someone, they've always told me about a son that I've.
I know. So he's talking to me. What's his name?
I miscarried.
Michael. No. What was I supposed to be?
You were supposed to. I'm supposed to be Sierra Madison. You were supposed
and
to be Maria Taylor.
You said you were talking about Michaela. Name me Michaela.
Yeah, maybe Michaela.
Ew, why? Because Michael with an A.
Somebody asked me why I didn't name her Michaela after Daddy. But Daddy said he claimed the big M in her name.
She's
like Bellamia, exactly. Like how it's a big M.
Well, you've never told me that. How many times do I tell you things that I tell you? Why don't you tell me these things?
Oh, I didn't think anything of it.
Because you guys don't think anything of anything.
Ma, do you remember the month?
Of what?
That I miscarried. You and Daddy took
She doesn't even remember a girl licking her face 5 minutes ago. Do you have Lyme disease?
Well, whatever month, another month, Elena was born, me and
March.
Susan were pregnant together.
So March.
We were pregnant together. So go back 12 weeks.
You and Juju.
No. Yeah, Juju was pregnant.
No, Elena.
Juju's my uncle. Juju. That's her brother.
Oh.
Okay. Together, so if you take the month that her baby was born, you said what month?
March.
March. Go back.
March 11th.
So go back 9 months. Come on, somebody.
Do you think I'm good at math?
Oh, you were asking?
March 4, January, February.
I need a...
January, February, March, April.
You have to go backwards.
January, February, March. So that's 3. So it's 3. Now go back. Then go back.
What are you trying to figure out?
I don't know.
Go back 6 months. December, November, October, September.
Oh, that's what she's trying to figure out.
August. So I miscarried in August or 8th? September. August or September sometime.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. I'm telling you. This will make more sense when you listen to Lexi on Hinge tomorrow. I'm starting to tell details. But yes, my dead brother is apparently talking to me now along with my dead father.
Where the hell did he
Are they together?
From?
Where did he
I thought Uncle Tom had him.
Not Uncle Tom. Tom, but not Uncle Tom.
It's Uncle Tom.
Who's Tom?
Pete the jeweler.
No.
Tom is Grandpa's brother.
No, it's not that Tom.
Grandma's, not Grandpa's. It's
not that Tom.
There's a Tom?
Yep. Not that Tom.
It was Grandpa's uncle.
Can you call about me? I'm sure
he's dead too.
Which Lena?
Dead too. They're all dead.
Which that happens to Grandma's clients too.
Where you go? She's fine.
You see her?
She's like,
If she's in the office, she's probably trying to. She's in the office.
She'll okay. She's fine.
Well, I like that you see her. I need to see her.
You're fine. You don't need to see this.
Anyway.
Why didn't you share that with us? That you ate the whole thing.
I brought the chickpeas here for me, and she fucking ate them.
You don't I'm have hungry.
Who's hungry? Yes, oh, there she is. Okay. Because she has the stupid pasty in her mouth.
Hi, Bella Mia.
I'm not scared. I'm scared. Yeah, you're scared. I'm not. I'm scared. That's why.
Well, Grandma was scared. She's
okay,
scared.
So the fucking.
Oh, here we go. She's gonna reach us now. Hold on, wait.
So wake me up when the story time's over.
It could be your nighttime reading.
Yeah. Yes. No, it is.
That's a scary book.
No, it's not.
Salvatore.
Out my fucking leg.
Cats.
Anybody know Sal? Salvatore is the Vampire Diaries. The Salvatore brothers.
Sal? This is what I just said.
So yesterday I made
chickpeas.
No, I used pea protein, and so I made my pea protein to put the meat in the fridge. And so that's my meat substitute. So I went to go get it the next day, and I was like, I know where I put it, right in the front, and it was gone. So I'm like, motherfucker, yelling at Big Mike, cause he eats my food.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
he's hungry.
I feed him. I go to the cemetery, I cook
he's
for him.
He's a big dude, you didn't feed him enough.
You want Lodge Michael, you need to chill.
Oh, that's Lodge Michael.
That's, you know, when you government name somebody and you're like, when you say like Alexa instead of Lexi, he's Large Michael.
Who calls
Big
him
Big Mike.
Now? That's what we call him now, Big Mike. But no, when you really want to reprimand him, you say Large Michael.
I used to just call him Daddy-O.
Yeah, well, in
what's
here.
In this book?
It's how's your coffee, Grandma? Grandma says I make the best coffee. I should be a barista.
She makes
oh, and
the best
we're also opening
the whole world.
All the tomato sauce cans in your house. Grandma, I want to grow vegetables.
I don't have tomato cans.
Okay. How do I do it? Can we do a segment? Growing vegetables with Foxy.
Yeah.
Sure. Teach me to grow vegetables.
I want to grow vegetables.
Yeah.
I can't grow nothing.
Papa can teach you something.
Yeah, I can't grow nothing.
Papa.
And I gotta, keep paying $2 per onion.
Oh my god.
Dude,
so
sorry. Well, this book also talks a lot about witches. Where
she's
is the
so
part?
Good.
There's a thing in the part in his fucking book, and it says something about your father eating the food, and then because I was yelling about him eating the food, and it says no, your father doesn't have it. He gave it to your brother, and I'm like, what?
Your baby's hungry.
Yeah, because you don't feed your fucking kids. This is what.
Sorry, I can't even feed my kids who are alive.
Cadillac. We're done with Mercedes.
Oh,
I wanted to get
his favorite.
Yeah, Cadillac and Brazil.
Wait, what about those Cadillac necklaces?
What? Who knows where they are?
What's a Cadillac necklace? Them.
What the fuck is a Cadillac
we
necklace?
Sold them?
Daddy had Cadillac
we
necklaces.
Sold them.
We sold
what
them.
A Cadillac necklace? When?
Yeah.
We sold
we
them. They were gold.
Sold it. We Daddy just sold
what?
Them.
And no one told me this.
Yeah,
see,
Lexi,
you guys
you
need to
about,
tell me. I didn't know they were Cadillac. I knew you had a necklace.
And then we sold
it. We sold them.
He wants me to be in a Cadillac.
Well, they're gone now.
They're gone now.
He wants me to be in the
house. Rayla just kicked you.
Papa's. I don't know.
And here you go. Papa's gonna buy a 131 Miffy.
What?
I'm sorry, what? The book talks to me. Hello, who's here?
See, this one needs to be in a rubber room.
I do not.
Somebody's outside.
Hello? Yeah.
He wasn't my twin. He wasn't even my brother. It's whatever. He's feeding the fucking.
Yeah,
where is it?
Delivery.
Man. What did you say? I'm dead. What am I? Am I dead? Am I dead? Am I dead? Am I dead? Am I dead?
Papa says that.
Yeah. What are you, a guardian angel? I'm not an angel. I'm Michael.
Well, that's weird.
Oh, Daddy. That's what I... No, we don't want him.
Matt's on the phone.
Hi.
We're busy. We're podcasting. Say hello. Goodbye.
What up?
Bellamia, your dad's on the phone.
What
Daddy,
up?
You could be on another episode, not this one. Goodbye.
Who says what up?
Matthew.
What up?
Water up.
Water up.
All right, what else are we talking about? What else going on this week?
Besides the licking?
Yeah. Foxy, what's been going on with you?
Nothing much.
Me nothing.
Same old shit.
Shopping.
Hair.
All right. Did you hear this week? What'd you do?
Yeah.
Isabel.
My lovely. Yeah.
Oh, that's what's happening.
What?
Cooking, cleaning. That's
cooking and cleaning. Oh, I thought, Grace not cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking, cleaning, what are you cooking?
Well, I have a little secret.
Grandma knows whatever Papa wants. Yesterday I made him shrimp and spaghetti sauce.
Oh,
what are you doing, Mamacita?
I'm back.
She takes my daughter. Because she took your spot because you left.
All her outfit is all coming off and... She's, look at all this. It's just coming off in my hand.
Well, it was Bellamia, so.
It's a little...
Got hand-me-downs. Yeah. Dollar store.
Beautiful.
I'm gonna be honest, I have not bought a bib for this child. Not a bib.
You don't need to.
The amount of crap that I had from Bellamia, she didn't need anything.
Nope. So all those people out there that say I waste money.
Yeah, a lot of people always say, why don't you give her clothes away? Why?
Why would I give my clothes away when I have to dress my own kids? Putting them on the elevator. When they were like, when I bought the stroller, why didn't you give it to charity? Because I need it. You don't need it. That's same shit. I was like, why? Why? Everyone's like, but why do I have to give the things I'm using to charity?
Everybody wants us to give
everything. Everybody wants us to give everything away.
We have a way. Not that we wouldn't give you something if you needed it, but
we need it.
We use our stuff.
And we do. Like, people, like, you don't know what the fuck goes on in our life. How do you know? Like, everybody knows that I feed a homeless man at my Stop and Shop.
No, I didn't know.
I knew that. I feed the homeless man all the time.
Him? I used to give them money.
No money. They buy drugs.
Oh, you have to feed them.
I feed them. I bring him any food. So no, I have when I have food left over, I always know he's around. I leave bags there. I feed the fucking homeless man at Stop and Shop. But guess what? None of you know that, but you're all like, you're a spoiled brat and you don't give anybody anything. I feed a fucking homeless man.
You feed everybody.
Exactly.
Everybody.
Can we sell those?
These are used.
Lexi's very generous.
I'm sorry, is this chicken cutlet used? Yeah, I've learned that I try to bring everybody along with me, and I've learned who I'm bringing and who I'm not. So, like I said, you're an asshat or you're a casualty. Are you an Allie? Allie, I'm podcasting.
Whatever that is.
What's your
what's this book?
Allie, I mean, that's
listen,
in Italian.
I am a little guilty of, like, everyone said, do you watch reality TV? No, but I was on a reality TV show and I never watched reality TV.
I don't watch TV.
But a podcast is a few.
My mom does love the Kardashian bitches. No,
I didn't even know what TLC was.
But
wait, how did we get the show? We've never told anybody how we got this.
I feel like we did.
No,
we did not.
I know
we talked
camera.
About.
Who
she
would
goes,
we have
we know,
told?
We know we're on camera.
Who would we have told how we got the show?
Great. You have to forget, we're starting at zero. This is zero information. The only information they know is from episode one. So what did we tell them in episode one? Why we closed the salon? We never told them how we got the podcast. I mean, and the show.
I was going to say,
we got the podcast. So my brain is the ADHD brain.
What do you think?
The first episode's going in order. It's you start at the end of the story and then you fill it back in.
That's all right, this is how it went. She was a cookie bitch. On a YouTube, cupcake something, and then was on Bakers vs. Fakers. They came into the salon, and they were like, oh, we need to film what you actually do. She does nails. And then they were like, oh, there's a lot of you. We like you. Let's do a show.
Okay, so
that's basically what happened.
I was tired of doing my dog. So much work.
And that had nothing to do with that.
That was a whole other thing.
That was,
that
was when we brought you back from COVID. How did she even remember that? Sure. You weren't doing the dog. The dog was dead. You were doing the fucking mannequins.
My God, why is everybody dead?
Dead.
Everybody's dead. Dead.
Dead. Everybody's dead. Dead, 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 dead.
Mike, are they all
wet? Wait, grab the flask. You're going to pour the wax. Oh, you know, some people like that.
Lost my mic. Oh,
cool. Some people like that hot wax.
Hold on.
Tommy, you like hot wax poured on you?
No.
You never tried. How do you know?
No. Nanny's with Jezebel. Jezebel is my, like...
My
dog that was like my child.
She didn't like people either.
No. She didn't like people either.
Because she was
she
my
loved
child.
Me.
Well, yeah, you're different.
I washed her. I did everything. Mm-hmm. To
well, she's with Nanny. Nanny's so sitting on the big gold chair and she's petting Jezebel.
Oh,
we're going to sell you a gold chair.
No, you're not selling my chair.
You just whiplashed my baby. You're yelling at me.
You want to give me $1 million?
That's what I'm saying.
$1 million.
You could have the gold
chair. I'll deliver it on your fucking doorstep.
I think you could get $1 million for that chair.
$1 million. You
could have the gold chair.
The fucking gold chair.
Who wants it?
Done.
Stop bidding. We have a black one too.
No, and don't be thinking this is John's bargaining with me.
John.
We don't like John's.
No, John's bargaining.
I don't like Matt's. We're like Matt's.
$1 million.
Joe's. John's.
Nay, if I ever saw him, his name is gonna be Matthew Michael.
No.
Yes.
I don't like that. Well, that's too bad. I don't like him.
He's gonna be Triple M. MMM.
We have to know where Bellamy is.
3 M's.
She's in the office watching Miss Rachel.
3 M's.
So yeah.
That's a fucking fool.
Let's go back to the $1 million chair.
The names you just said.
$1 million. You can have
my husband's
chair
and my father's name.
And
it's a beautiful chair.
Sure.
So now we're selling furniture off the podcast. I got some.
Who wants it? It's blinking. It's blinking.
Okay.
It's blinking. Somebody wants me.
It wants the chair?
No, the cat is dying.
Oh. I thought you had a buyer ready.
I'm not alive. The camera. We're at the thing with the zins.
Okay.
Sure.
Podcast live.
It's called. It's TikTok and Instagram
it's live. Okay, well, now we're eating pretzels. Okay, anyway, now look. Arm pickup.
We're gonna eat lots of stuff while we're here.
Apparently, no they just chicken.
We like pastas. To snack.
Okay, hold on. I just want to chew because you're gonna hear the fucking chewing in the camera.
We like to snack.
I need another seltzer.
I have a drink somewhere.
Yeah, I need another one.
Can I have my coffee?
I finished.
Where's my seltzer?
Oh, there's Elmo!
Here,
look. Here's Elmo. Here's Elmo.
No more pretzels for anybody.
She wants pretzels. She said, fuck you bitches, you're fat. Stop eating those.
Ah,
she's fine.
Stupulous.
Yeah, she took them off before. No, why are these on the table?
Belle.
Yeah. Ma'am.
She doesn't know. She don't know.
She don't know.
You don't know.
She don't know. Look how pretty this is, Grandma. Watch her hair. Look.
Oh, I love this kind of hair.
All right.
She's
really anyways,
pretty.
So we're talking. She's fabulous.
Okay, we're not talking about this girl.
I want Grandma to make me big hit. All right, have a big hit. That'll be episode 3. That's next week. And how to grow vegetables.
Yeah, and how to grow big vegetables.
So.
But if I tease your hair, it's so long, it'll be up there.
That's okay. Like and I look like what's her name? I don't know.
Who?
Leave me alone.
I don't know.
Sure. Who's hungry? Me. And your children, and our dead brother. Welcome back.
Listen, I wish you never would have miscarried.
You neither did I, but then I wouldn't have had Lexi because they crossed over each other, so that wouldn't have ever happened.
Then you wouldn't have me.
Oh no, I'd rather have
right, you. because when he was going to be born, I got pregnant with her. I got pregnant with her around March time. Around March, so. Oh,
but that's nice that Daddy and
you were
together.
What number is March?
Yeah, 3.
Mm-hmm.
They crossed over each other, so I would have never had her. That's
wait,
how
so
I
is Daddy and him together?
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And he has a son.
Yeah.
What are they doing up there? I was wondering, like, what are you doing?
They're doing.
He's teaching them what he knows.
Find out tomorrow on Lexi Unhinged.
I can't wait to watch this. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I might bring you on for that
I don't
episode.
Even know where we are.
Me?
Why me?
Because it's part of your story too, jackass.
Yeah.
I don't know anything! I need to tell you.
Both of your stories. Yeah, I think you need to bring her on for that.
He doesn't. That's not how it works.
I don't hear you!
You can't just put
so
your
so keep going you can't and just do put the your episode ear. Of me and Grandma will get out. To, yeah.
No, that's a whole nother day. That
I'm
is
tired.
I need to prepare.
Hi. Do you want me to take her?
You want me to leave?
No, you're not going anywhere, Foxy. Foxy sit. We're there to tell you how we got the show, and then we will.
The girls are gonna tell you.
Yeah. Well, Bria tried to tell you. I liked my version. So good. I did Food Network. I did Bakers vs. Bakers, and I did the Christmas Cookie Challenge, and they had to come.
I did one too.
I'm getting to that. Then I got Foxy on Worst Cooks in America.
Yep.
She was, so it was a Italian episode and they wanted Italian grandmas. Who's calling and interrupting? J-Lo's here. If that's not Mercedes, I don't want to hear it.
Don't say quick.
Don't say who sings.
Do you want to give her Elmo?
Sure.
Hey, pal.
Hey, Elmo.
Bam.
Elmo?
Elmo?
Hi, Mama Sita.
All right, bye.
She took her pretzels and left. Okay. I have to say, my daughter Bellamy is very independent. She likes to just well by herself.
Miss Independent.
You should not be
okay.
A singer. Anyway, go ahead. I am the best singer. It's like saying I'm the best singer. We're tone deaf.
I know I'm not a good singer.
Go ahead. The microphones are probably like,
so my cousin,
help us. My cousin is a beautiful opera singer and she can like shatter like glasses like that's how high her voice can go. And my grandma is trying to imitate the singing.
Foxy, let's hear you.
That's Foxy's new opera album. It's dropping next week. Foxy's new opera career.
God help us all.
So, so Foxy did. Foxy did Works Cooks in America. No, she was the judge on them.
You're kind of like, you need to turn more forward.
They don't understand. They run away from the camera.
You're sitting on a binky. Hold on.
Binky's on my ass.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Go ahead.
There's a binky up my ass.
I don't want a binky.
That's what Bellamia does when we're trying to put her to sleep. She takes the binky and she goes like this.
You don't remember having all these binkies?
Well, yes. I used to have a million.
In your toes.
I still put things in my
in
toes.
Like, mommy didn't have 10 binkies for you.
I know. And then Doo-Doo, he left them upstate when we met. And Doo-Doo, he shot the deer and I told him he killed Rudolph. And you left my binkies up there.
Yes, he did.
You got him over it. Yes, that's the story you told me.
And you were fine.
That's the story you told me, so you lied to
me. She's laughing at you.
Yeah.
We opened the door and they fell out.
You told me you left them upstate.
No, that's not what I
But did. I still yelled at Doo-Doo and told him he killed Rudolph.
Yeah, all right. Rudolph.
Go ahead. How'd we get the show? This is how we got the fucking show.
Guys, we have ADHD.
This is how we got the fucking show.
They loved us.
Yeah. So, Foxy was on Worst Cooks in America as a judge. I was on Food Network, my shows. I did Cooks vs. Cons. I'll leave all the links below. And then, they were like, what the fuck goes on at this place? We need to see what's going on here. So, I've been filming us since I'm like, how old?
Oh, my God.
Since the minute I had something that could record, I've been walking around the house filming us for years and years. Saying we need a show. And I was 300 pounds, hide from the camera. I was behind the camera because I wasn't.
Put my finger in.
Yeah, I would put my finger in the pictures.
She was always beautiful.
Thanks. No one said she was ugly.
No, but
I wasn't fucking ugly. I was just,
fat
I needed to.
Her fat was beautiful.
Well, my fat was beautiful. Everybody's fucking fat is beautiful if you want it to be. I just didn't want to be fat anymore. Exactly. So we changed it.
Okay.
So, if you want to be fat, be fat. I don't care. Big Mike wants to be fat. Oh, that's in the book, too. It says that.
That he wants to be fat?
No, it's just something about, like, a big round belly or something.
Oh, yeah, big round belly.
You'll see. You'll see. Unhinged. Lexi Unhinged.
Very confusing.
Guys, we're, like, all over the place.
Yes, that's what we are.
We're not unpolished anymore. We're unhinged.
We don't know what to talk
about. Didn't like unpolished. She didn't like that name. She didn't understand it. My mom didn't understand what unpolished meant.
She thought it meant we
were
unpolished.
It's very clutched. We are.
Well, yeah, but we're not. She thought you meant us as a person.
And meaning, I was like, I'm very polished.
No, meaning just our personalities and the fact there's nails on.
Yeah. He came up with that name. I go, we weren't even fucking dating then, you jackass.
Yeah. Tell him to shut up. He gave me the unhinged idea though. So I mean, I already had the idea, but he confirmed it.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, Big Mike made me talk. That's another story too on unhinged about my ex-boyfriend's.
There's a lot of stuff.
That's why we have a podcast. Anyways, that's how we got the show. They were like, "What the hell goes on here? We need to start filming you." And I just sent them a reel of every video I had since I'm 11 years old, and
he was excited.
That's what happened.
We should show parts of those reels because
I'm gonna
some
show
funny
them.
Shit.
And
oh,
I'm gonna
for people
show
that
them.
Don't know, the first episode, my birthday engagement,
whatever the hell that was filmed. And then a year later, they came back to this very table and told us that we have to pick up where we left off and film again. A year later.
Mm-hmm.
So that episode was a year apart.
And then
my favorite one was
said,
when they were trying to cover my tattoos. I'm like. Yeah, because she wasn't supposed to have them because it was the same year.
And actually they said that somebody bought us, TLC bought us and wanted episodes. And we were like, what? We're going to be on TV?
Foxy, you are the main attraction.
Is she talking to the microphone?
Yes.
Oh,
it's fine. Let her talk. My favorite is still when you're in the car and he was talking about somebody. And you go, Grandma, the cameras are right there. Because we told Grandma, you can't act like cameras are around.
You have to pretend they're not
reality TV, reality. You have to pretend there's no camera there. So she was always like, okay, no cameras. So she was saying something about somebody in the car, and I was like, Grandma, you can't be talking about them. It's filming. She goes, there's no cameras. What are you talking about?
And she was laying in the back of my car.
Yeah, I go, Grandma, the camera. You can't talk. And she goes, and then she goes to Bria. Is she crazy? She don't see the camera right there? And I was like, Grandma, there's no cameras there. There's no cameras, but there's a camera.
That's right. And
when we went to dance class.
Our producer was laying in the back of the car.
Oh, yeah. Our producer was in the back of the car.
I said, how you doing back there?
Yeah, so she, we had
So when we're driving around in the car and they do those scenes, we have walkie-talkies on the floor because they have to talk to us and they have to keep in constant contact to make sure that the camera crew is, the audio synced and the microphones are synced.
Crazy.
And
I think something happened.
Hi,
so she jumped in the car.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Hey!
And Mamacita, which Alina saying
hi. Hi, honey.
Hi.
She doesn't understand what we're doing.
She will. Don't you worry, girly. You'll want, she's missing a slipper.
Where's your slipper?
See, she's hungry. She wants to go to
the gym. Z is going to feed you.
We're going to have to wrap.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. And then
I got to feed my child.
I'm going to go feed your child.
All right, Craig. Okay,
speak it up. All right, so. Everybody's hungry. Our dead brother's hungry. The baby's hungry.
It's terrible. We don't feed anybody.
We're going to go and I'm going to go cook something and we will continue this. Well, you'll hear more about my shit tomorrow. And then, we'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye, bye bitches.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
She's like, no, fuck all of you.